I mean, look how she's wording this. I mean, it's just over the top. She says, if I have found favor in the sight of the king, and if it please the king to grant my petition and to perform my request, then she asks it. So she's saying, look, as long as you really like me and you're really excited about my idea, then let's do this. And it's like, hey, if you really like this banquet, round two tomorrow. Yeah. It's like, let's keep this train going. I can see why he keeps asking her questions, right? I mean, wouldn't you want to ask your wife questions if every time you asked her, she's like, got a gift for you? You probably wouldn't stop asking her things like, hey, what else do you want? Do you want to rub my feet? You know, it's like, want to rub my back? You know, it's like, what else got up your sleeve, right? I mean, isn't this incredible? I mean, think about, your wife is coming in dressed in the royal apparel, making you feast. You're even offering. Like, you could have money, you can have riches, you can have wealth, you could have whatever, you can go on whatever shopping spree you want, you can go wherever you want. She's like, I want to serve you. He's like, all right, round two, what do you want? You can have whatever you want. You've pleased me well. I want to serve you again. I mean, this is what we're reading in the scripture of how Esther asks her husband for something important. And let me say this. Think about the fact that if the king doesn't just bring up voluntarily another, like, what is your petition? She's like squandered her entire opportunity. Because wouldn't you think, like, the first time that would have been the right time to, like, okay, he already offered me 50% of the kingdom, I might as well go ahead and lay it all out on the table, basically dump it all out and see what's going to happen. But no. She went ahead and just served him anyways. And then he voluntarily asked again, and she's like, she didn't even do it then. I'll serve him again. But here's what you have to understand about human psychology. If he keeps asking you for petitions and you keep rewarding him with these type of blessings, let me just tell you a little secret. He's never going to stop asking you. Okay, so she knows what she's doing. And let me tell you something, wives. If you only do good unto your husband and you're blessing him and rewarding him every time he speaks to you, let me tell you something. He's never going to not want to talk to you. It's like, oh man, why does my husband never want to talk to me? Well, is it because you nag the crap out of him every time he talks to you? It's like, are you constantly, you know, putting all this burden on him and just bitter, and you're nagging him, and you're just contentious, and you're angry? You know, men don't want to talk to that. The Bible says it's better to dwell in the corner of the housetop. It's better to dwell in the wilderness. You know, men want to get away from that, but they love being buttered up. They love being served. They love all this attention, okay? So it's like, I don't know why, you know, I'm just not getting the attention that I want. Well, you got to, to some degree, think about how is it that you're treating this person, okay? And I'm not saying that there aren't exceptions to this. I'm not going to say that someone couldn't be a perfect spouse and that in return they just get treated poorly for that. But generally speaking, this works. Generally speaking, if you want the attention from those that you desire, treating them this way is going to get it. I mean, you will get what you want, okay?